10, Leicestershire.
And I, they asked us to go over Quenneborough because we do a bit of visiting, like, and we went over to the Women's Fellowship, and we went over in the motor, and we got out at this here little chapel. It was a lovely little chapel, and they welcomed us in, and all the entire got it lovely. And there were a woman there as lives nearby, and then their old houses, you know, next to the chapel. And 200 years old they are. And she sat there, she didn't know where she was going to go. And there another of her neighbours has been there 50 years. I mean, you think when you're going to be thrown out of your house, when you've been there all your life, I think it's scandalous. People ain't got no feeling. Any road we thought we'd cheer up, you see. So we're getting her a good laugh. We were talking about being converted, you know, the gas man coming and putting the fires in. And now that ain't right, you see, because that dries the air up. It ain't no good. And where are you going to slush your tater parings and all your rubbish if you ain't got a coal fire? Now, you see, these here women at the Women's Fellowship, they don't half see the sins right. They've made rock buns and sponge cakes. They're as light as a feather. Hey, and we had a little hymn, you know, and we had a prayer, and some on them was selling a few flowers to make a bit of money. And all we did enjoy it, hey, and we had a good sing. Now, you say, that's where the trouble is these days. The folks don't know to sing. You say they were chapel, that's why. Oh, and we did enjoy it, and they didn't half raise the roof. It was